It is Christine Conti.
And I'm Brian Prendergast.
And we are Two Fit Crazies.
And the microphone.
We are where it's at.
We were just sitting here, and I looked at Christine and smiled with my hand, my finger hovering over like the record button here. And it was like, all right, let's just go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's March Madness.
Completely, completely unscripted March Madness duo podcast.
I'm so excited every year.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It is. It's today, actually, while we're recording, is the number one day of the least amount of work that anyone gets done in companies. It is documented. There have been research out there that today is the number one most distracted day for anyone that's working.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be, I mean, not used to, like not too long ago, where you can have it all up on your computer screen and then you hit the boss button when the boss came by and it like a spreadsheet popped up and like, but you can have multiple screens right on your, you know, your little computer screen. But I was listening to a radio show during the week and they said, here's the move, right? At like 9 a.m. on Thursday morning,
mm-hmm.
you start, you know, you're at work,
yeah.
and you come up with a little cough. I've got this cough. I'm not feeling well because you're home by noon. If you get, you know, you show up at work, you kind of check out a little bit, say, I'm just not feeling well. I'm going to go home.
Mm-hmm.
That's on a Thursday. That guarantees you the Friday as well, right? So you can get 2 days of, you know, I'm just not feeling well, but you get all your college basketball. Well, if you plan it right.
Mm, yeah.
And then Saturday and Sunday.
And Sunday. These 4 days are like fantastic. It's like Christmas
for
basketball.
It is the most wonderful time of the year.
So, you know, it's hysterical. This morning, ESPN, right?
Yeah.
ESPN, what is your deal? That's number one. And if you're struggling on any sort of anything, I'm going to tell you why. This is March Madness. This is like basketball central. Like you die and go to basketball heaven. This is it, right? And they're talking about football.
Oh.
Football.
Shohei Ohtani.
Football.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Not even baseball. Like we skipped over the whole baseball season.
Football's year round, no doubt about it. And then they get into like a little bit. It's like, come on.
And,
I know you got to do all that
better.
Stuff.
It's better. Not once were we talking about any of the women playing basketball. Like, I don't know, women? Like, ladies?
They're pretty goddamn good.
I'm like, So,
I actually saw that because my friend, Laura Donnelly, Laura and Mark Donnelly, their daughter plays for Holy Cross, Manasquan mm-hmm. High School girl. She's at Holy Cross right now, and they won last night in one of the play-in games. They have the play-in mm-hmm. games, too. And then, like, they see the team leaving the court. I paused it. I still shot at it. And I have a picture of Mary Donnelly on my phone that was on ESPN just this morning. I'm going to share it with Christine. She's the only one that's going to be able to see this. But there she is.
Let me see.
Mary Elizabeth Donnelly on my TV.
Nice.
I said into her mom.
Listen.
Her mom's an awesome runner. Kick ass. Laura Donnelly, what's up?
Okay. Whoa, 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 whoa. Shout out Faith Masonis.
Oh, all of them.
University of Maryland Terrapin.
Another Manasquan grad.
Okay. Who's actually, they're playing tonight at, I think, 7:30 or so. But, yeah.
Like, no, they're playing good basketball.
That's all I have to say about that. So it is, it is a very exciting time in my world. And I always shout out Mr. Walsh, who was my 11th grade English teacher who has always showed up for like some major events in my entire life, always showed up, and he's struggling a little bit. He's been fighting Parkinson's real hard, and still though, he every March Madness he used to do. This is how I got into this so much in high school. He put his entire classroom wall was the brackets, an entire wall, and we did our research. We each drew a team. We had to like find out information about the school. It was a lot of like research and stuff to get us excited about college. And I obviously did it for 16 years when I was teaching. Every year,
right.
I had my kids do it, and they always remember just like I did. So every year, we always have this text that's like, "You ready?" So fun. So shout out, Mr. Walsh.
I did yesterday. I was in the elementary school where I have the third, fourth, and fifth graders. And I went in, and the whole school, we always do like a little relaxation thing. It's all mindfulness work. And I walked in the school, and every classroom that you pass by had two of the logos of the teams in the big dance, right? So they, like, each classroom got, they picked them somehow. And then at the end of the hallway, there was the bracket. And it was like, Miss So-and-so's class is, you know, is representing North Carolina. And, you know, and they had the whole thing. So, like, your logos were outside. So when they came in, I asked them all, like, who's your logo? Who you're rooting for? And, you know, and you know, the kid was, had his head in his hand when he told me he had Wagner. And I'm like, that's all right. You know? It's okay. You're
that's
right?
Okay.
I actually did one of my relaxation, portions to it, of it was I got them all to be quiet. They all sit up tall. They all closed their eyes. And I said, you know, we were talking about how the distraction and how you can minimize distraction. You have the ability to just, you know, to quiet the distraction. So we talked about the, you know, the fans behind the backboard that are sitting there and the guy's trying to make a free throw. I said, what's the very first thing you usually see him do when he's at the free throw line? And, you know, some of them said dribble, but, you know, some one of them would get it right and they'd say he takes a deep breath. Right. So I said, all right, let's start with that. We work through a deep breath. Good. You know, we do that. And then they close their eyes. I said, now I want you to envision it. And when you envision all those crazy fans waving things and waving their hands and, you know, jumping up and down and doing all those things, trying to distract you, when you see them and you can probably even hear them a little bit in your head, even though you can't hear them because they're not really here. I said, but now I want you to just see them quietly. All right. And now I want you to not see them at all. Take your deep breaths. It was good. You know, kind of. And then we talked about distractions and minimizing distractions. And if they can do it, you can do it. It was good. A little March Madness rolling. On the fly, too. I pulled that one out of my keister.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. There's so, I mean, it's, I always got every year that people would be like, you know, I don't know why. I don't like basketball. And I'm like, you realize that, like, sports is a microcosm for, like, the
everything,
world, right? Like,
life.
The way you handle adversity and handle losing and like, teamwork and all the things. Like, it kind of is really important skills to have in this world. So, anyway, that's kind of, I always think that's awesome to start.
I'm going through, like, a little bit of life with youth sports, right? I'm getting youth sports up right now.
Are you angry again?
There's a problem with it. There's a problem with it. I mean, I could freaking die on this hill. You know that. Youth sports is a lot. And my middle guy is a talented kid. He can play, right? He can play just about anything. He's good. He's good at stuff. And he had a awesome winter playing basketball. Plays on a little AAU team. It's kind of like an AAU, but it's not like an AAU. It's just kind of like local, you know, Monmouth Ocean
club.
County. Yeah,
it's
club stuff.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's great for where he is right now, and he's good, and he's playing, and he's, you know, he's with his buddies, and they're playing, and it's all good. And so we never played that because we kind of like to roll with the seasons like it used to be, right?
Right.
You had, you know, you had something in the fall, something in the winter, something in the spring. You played all summer doing everything, doing camps and whatever. But then, you know, you kind of had your seasons. You get a new pair of sneakers for each season. You loved it. You were excited. It was awesome. But now everything's year-round. Now everything requires year-round commitment. Now everything requires money, uniforms, coaches, get in the car, drive with your parents to a destination where you get coached and play games, and everything. Nothing's organic at all. So Dylan, who's awesome, had a great season. And he's like, Dad, I want to play the spring AAU basketball too.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, good. I like it. I like he's, you know, he's succeeding. He's playing well. It's awesome. And, you know, he was asked.
Yeah.
And the coach is like, oh, I'd love to have him, you know, like all that stuff. And it's with his buddies and it's good. But he's already on travel baseball, which he's good at. Same coach, actually. Same buddies. And it's all good. And he's good. And my other son is on that team, too. We got, like, a good team. The families are awesome. It's like that we look forward to that.
Yeah.
Right? Baseball, of course, is also spring primarily, right? You play spring, summer, and then, you know, they play that fall thing too. So,
yeah.
And in order to do spring travel baseball, the league requires you to play the rec baseball, which I get it. If they didn't, all the kids that play the travel wouldn't play rec, and then they'd lose like 20 of the top kids from each grade from each year of birth, like throughout the league, and they wouldn't have a rec league at all. And they really love the rec league. They heckle each other. It's like Sandlot shit. Like, they heckle each other. They sit on the fence. They, like, you know, there's a draft, and which team are you on? And they're not always with the same kids or with some of the other kids. Yeah. And it's like, it's fun. They're not. They're with different coaches sometimes. There's a scoreboard. There's a snack stand where we eat dinner, like, five nights a week. And, you know, it's good summer fun. Like, yeah. I want them to have that in their life, right? So I'm not upset that they have to play both rec and in order to play travel. And then there's middle school track and field, which he's on the middle school track and field team, which is great. It's a good opportunity. Baseball in middle school is really hard to make. Like, they don't take sixth graders. Dylan's in sixth grade. They just don't take them, right? They're like, they stockpile. There was one kid this year, and he was like the first sixth grader in like seven years to make the team. He's like, he's a beast too. He hits dingers. So, you know, okay, so he didn't make that. So, but they all go to track, and track is really, really cool. I think fundamentally for me, obviously, I'm a track coach, and it's my family. You know, he could potentially be good at it, whatever. But it's community. Mm-hmm. It's boys. There's girls. There's diversity in events. There's diversity in human beings. It's like, it's really like the melting pot of sports. It's mm-hmm. like fantastic. You got runners, jumpers, throwers, sprinters, distance kids, you know, all there. And there's like the middle school team, because they don't keep a whole lot of kids. It's a big middle school. So because they don't keep a whole lot of kids, all of them go to track, and it's fun. So I want him to do that. And then there's soccer, right? Soccer is his, he's good. He scores goals. He's good. He's like, you know, he's into it.
You're making me crazy.
No.
As
a
parent.
It's crazy.
Dude,
it's
lay
crazy.
Down the, you got to lay down the smackdown.
Well, here's the deal.
Point.
Here's okay. the deal. He's not that into soccer.
Yeah. Out.
And yeah. And
done.
The soccer coach, he'll never hear this. I'm going to throw him under the bus right now, is like, we need commitment. We need kids that, you know, we understand that we honor you playing other sports and we allow it. It's like, dude, you have to let kids play sports. You have to let kids play multiple sports.
Especially, every kid Pele?
That's the deal. I'm like, I think this level's kind of like getting kids to the point where they can be like good high school soccer players, right?
Like, yeah, you didn't trip over your shoes.
No, but even better. Like, you know, like a varsity high school soccer player, right?
Okay.
You know, that potentially if they're any good and they have some natural talent and ability,
maybe
can go
college.
On and play college. Maybe, right? But, you know, we're not talking national team stuff. And there are other, like, leagues and levels for this. There's the Cedar Stars that are around. All the, you know, the MLS teams have, like, the Red Bulls have their thing. The mm-hmm. Philadelphia Union have their thing. Kids, like, actually commit to soccer and play that year-round. And they have academies and all sorts of shit. And there's that, right? Which is awesome. But this that we're in isn't that, right? It's kind of like I said, it's kind of prep for high school sports. And this dude wants commitment. And I'm like, all right, dude, I just rattled off. Ready? It's basketball, which is kind of new to spring, whatever, which he really loves. Two baseballs, a track and field, and a soccer. That's five teams this spring that he could potentially be on. And the one dude who's like, it's his least favorite sport, is talking about the commitment and things like that. So then when I talk to this guy, he doesn't understand.
I don't understand how you're even
he's talking
having
to,
this conversation
well, no,
of thinking about all this stuff.
Because it's not as crazy as it sounds.
It is.
It's not, because rec baseball's like a couple nights a week they have games. You know, they're already practicing.
You
with their
You should have seen the shit I freaked out on my husband about when he did the same thing with me with this whole, you counted on your fingers. And I was like, I will break your fingers. Because this is not the way it's supposed
track
to be.
Track and field is like five meets a year. They practice after school. They're like done,
yo,
by,
many
they're
books,
done by 3
how many
o'clock.
How many books you read this
Dylan's
month?
Dylan's a straight-A student. He's a straight-A student. He's lovely. He's a great kid in class. He barely talks. He's like my kid who's like inside the house, he's a chatterbox. Outside of the house, he barely talks, which is actually one of the things that the soccer coach
said to me. I feel
like making
decisions, though.
You ready?
As a kid.
The soccer coach.
What decision did you want to make as a kid? What do you love?
And
pick two.
And he does that, you know?
Yeah.
And he does that. And soccer's out.
Yeah.
And soccer's out.
You still named eight others, though.
No, well, track and field is, like I said, it's about 4 or 5 meets. They practice after school, like Monday through Thursday.
Okay.
They're done by 3. He's on the late bus. Okay. He's good. He's home. He goes to baseball practice after that. It's okay.
Okay.
Basketball's like, whatever. Again, that's kind of like, they're not like, you know, the freaking Lakers.
It's a lot. You have 2 other kids, though, too.
Well, it's good. It's good. Well, that's the other thing. This shit cost me a fortune.
And a wife.
It's great, though. I mean, we love it. I am like the sit on the sidelines dad. I don't say anything to anybody. I don't even talk to the other parents half the time. Like, because a lot of them are wild, especially in baseball. But, it's just like, I'm just there to enjoy it. Like, I'll take them for a milkshake after the game. Like, it's the best. And they're into it, and they really do love it. And I'm happy. Like, he balled out this winter. You know, he was playing really, really well. And, you know, he liked it. You know, he's into it. Got in foul trouble in the last game. He got all pissed off because he has to come out of the game, you know. And I'm like, all right, you know, you can stay out of foul trouble. But, you know, it's to the point now where, like, everybody wants a piece of the pie, except the pie is a kid, right? It's not a fucking pie. It's a kid. And really, the kid can go multiple ways. We want them to go multiple ways. We don't want them to specialize, right? The last thing I want any listener here to do is have their kid at, like, age 8, 9, 10, like, doing one thing, right? Even if they're no good at basketball, get them in there and play, running around, jumping, all that stuff. It's development for something, right? And my youngest is a wrestler. He doesn't do the basketball. He does wrestling, which is great. Same thing, development. Those wrestling coaches are like, you know, we can continue this year round. And there's tournaments year round. And I'm like, he plays baseball. He plays soccer, right? Like, he loves wrestling. I love wrestling too. Mm-hmm. I am like wrestling dad. That's something where I could sit at Matt's side all day long and watch these kids because it's amazing to me, right? And then it's just everything is grown-ups organizing kids, grown-ups making money organizing kids, grown-ups like really pushing their agenda as opposed to what's best for the kid, right? And, you know, I'm talking about commitment with 11-year-olds playing soccer at a pretty regular level. I'm like, dude, we'll see you later. So we'll have that conversation again pretty soon, but he's out on soccer for now. Maybe in the fall when it's soccer season, right? Is that like crazy?
I think it's always been like that. It's just you're in it now. That's like you are neck deep in it.
Yeah.
Whereas like
it wasn't always like that though, because I wasn't like that.
I was.
You kind of followed like the school schedule.
Yeah.
You know, like
I did the year round, and everyone, like the athletes that were higher caliber were all year round. Like even my sister's 10 years older than I was.
Yeah.
It was all year if you were that good. But the difference was is that you still, much to the chagrin of your coaches sometimes, your club coaches, but you still played those other sports. And, you know, there were girls that I played with that were all state basketball players.
Yeah.
That were like, you know, in playoff games for the state, and yet they would come to practice after. And they were still expected to perform at, you know, after a grueling basketball game.
Sure.
And a full day of school, still expected to perform.
I have no problem with that. Like the practice schedule and the commitment to when you're there and giving 100%. Like we always talk about that, like attitude and effort those are the two things that you can control. It's just kind of like the demanding of, I don't know. And look, I run a youth running club organization that, at the Junior Olympics level, we have another coach that handles all that stuff. I do the local stuff, and, you know, he organized that. Shout out to Bob Andrews. He's the very, very best. You know, where kids actually go to nationals.
Yeah.
They'll go to, you know, Junior Olympic National cross country, Junior Olympic National indoor, outdoor track and field and compete, right, at a national level. 10, 11, 12 years old, like, you know, and on up, like really till they get, you know, 14 and into high school. And even that is easier. And even that, the commitment isn't like as major mm-hmm. as what like the local soccer club guy wants my kid to do. Right. You not only have coaches, you have hired coaches by the freaking Red Bulls organization sends coaches down that costs us more money mm-hmm. in addition to the money that we pay the actual coach. I don't know if they make money, but the, you know, it costs money to, for the kid to play. Everything's in a uniform. Everything's organized. Everything requires dues, like ID cards for, you know, soccer and all this stuff, like, you know, where I'm submitting birth certificates and all this. It's like nothing happened. We had a park up the street from me that my mother literally could walk out on the front porch and say, it's dinner time, and we'd hear, and we'd go home, mm-hmm. and we would play all fucking day. And we'd fight and make up and, like, you know, sort it out. There was no referees. There were no parents. There was nothing ever organized. And we all excelled at sports, right? It's not a requirement, I don't think, you know, to be like anything. And then we fought again. And if I wasn't fighting my brother, like, my brother was pointing to another kid going, you're going to fight him today. And I was like, oh, I don't really want to, but I guess I got to, you know. And then we fought. Like, it was wild, but it was, like, also, like, the best. We talk about it, you know, like, all the time. Everybody was on bikes. Mm-hmm. You know, we bike there, bike home. Get off my lawn.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think there's good and bad to it. I put my foot down and I'm like, listen, there's choices. And maybe I'm that person who's like, I'm not running you around from practice to practice to practice to practice. I also did that. And I'm like, I refuse to do it for my kids. It's, there's a point. I think just there's a point where it's like, I've had my kids come home too many times, just exhausted. Like, I'm really tired. And I just, you know, and I'm like, this isn't fun. Like, this is your third practice today, and you just had school. I'm like, yeah, I'm good. We're going to tap out. And maybe that's me just kind of burning out from my own experiences. But I'm like, hey, what's your, I'm going to give you choices. Like, what are your choices? Because if we are going to commit to a team, you're going to commit. You're not going to not go to practice here because you're
which
nah,
I
nah,
understand.
Nah.
Which,
like,
I understand.
It's tough. It's so tough.
Yeah, which I totally understand, and I respect that. And like, there were times where he couldn't make a soccer game because he was, like, pitching that day.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Like, he's the starting pitcher, right? So it's like, and I explained that to him. I'm like, listen, you know, like, and I always try and balance it. And if there was a conflict with practice, you go one for one. Well, you did baseball last time, so next time soccer. And everybody was kind of cool with it. Baseball coaches are cool with it because they know, right? Like, mm-hmm. when it comes game time, he can play, right? You know, there's not a whole lot of, I guess there is some fundamental. It's you know, even your son, who specializes in a sport, at, mm-hmm. you know, now, because that's what he did. He did everything coming up.
Yeah.
And you get to a point where, you know, it does eventually become evident as to what is going to be what's best for you. And, you know, and swimming is a sport that once you get to that level, you got to be there. You got to mm-hmm. commit to it. There's no other way, right? You're not going to take a season off or whatever. You know, and running what I coach, you know, certainly, you know, I get frustrated when, like, dynamic, athletic, super sporty kids that are talented as can be and can, you know, develop into a Division I runner.
Right.
Maybe they're not as a freshman or a sophomore, but can develop into it, come to me and say, I'm going to, you know, play volleyball this fall instead of cross country. I'm like, are you crazy? Like, what? Like, I get it. Your friends are there.
Right.
You know?
It's, Yeah, no, I don't know.
Youth freaking sports.
I don't know. I quit.
You quit, right? Yeah.
I quit.
You can't quit yet.
Done.
What's Lauren playing? She plays hoops, right? And
she's
swims?
Playing basketball a couple days a week. Yeah, she plays basketball all year. She swims all year. She rides her horse one day a week.
She has a horse?
She doesn't have a horse, but grandma takes her to take horseback riding lessons one day a week. I don't know. Horses scare me. They're like big dogs.
Horses are a little scary.
Not a horse person.
Right? That whole Christopher Reeves thing.
I don't know. Like, Black Beauty. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I read about them when I was younger. Like, Misty of Chincoteague, where they swim across Massateague Island. Like, I know all the things.
I've seen those things. You ever see them down there?
Yeah, they're gigantic.
They're crazy, big, wild horses.
I'm like, And then the horses bite. I had an aunt. The whole joke in the family, she had a like, horse growing up, was that, like, you know, go feed the horse with your hands clasped so the horse would bite you. And, like, you know, these are the things that...
That was the joke?
That was the joke.
That was the joke.
My dad would say up. And I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not going to go anywhere near a horse.
Here's an apple.
Yeah, like, no thanks. No, but that's fine. That's all right.
What have you been up to, Conti?
All the things.
Like, what the hell does that mean?
It's high travel season. Try and catch me everywhere. Yeah. No, I haven't been feeling great. And then I was at George Mason University, which is really freaking cool, the other day. They have so cool. I was down there for like a health wellness talk thing. And they have these motorized like robot things that go around campus. So cool, that deliver like food and deliver other things. Coolest thing ever. I've got video. You should jump on my social media. I don't know if I put it up there or not, but it's so cool. It's like robotic. Like, think of like an Igloo little cooler with like wheels on it and like whatever. Yeah. And they're all like robots and they know. Like, I was walking in a path and the thing like slowed down and moved over, like went around me when I came back. It was so weird.
The hell?
It's great. It's really cool.
It's like Paulie in Rocky IV. He had one of those.
It's so cool. Like, they're all over, like, throughout campus. Like,
yeah.
Like, yeah, that was cool. Getting ready to, I just have lots of little trips, little work trips and talks and heading to London and Paris the end of next week. Ooh la la, Big Ben, Parliament. And then,
what?
Yeah, London, Paris with the fam, coming back, heading to Texas, coming back, going to, where are we going? We're going to go run the Boston Marathon. I'm going to go.
Yeah.
I'm going to guide my boy Thomas for his first Boston. So freaking pumped for him.
The numbers came out. Yeah. Bib numbers came out
this
week.
Did they? Haven't even looked.
Yeah. Your boy, Wave 1, Corral 7.
Nice.
I get pissed on my Corral 7.
Yo, only way that I'm ever in one at this point, because, like, whatever, is that this year I'm going to be starting with the pros with Thomas. What?
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm going to find you out there.
Me and the Kenyans and Thomas. It's going to be Chris Nikic is with us.
One year I was Corral 4.
Oh.
And that was...
Oh, wait.
Wave 1, Corral 4.
Oh, Corral 4. Oh, yeah.
And
that
now I'm like
fantastic.
7. I'm like, damn, I'm slipping. But it's still...
I was always in 2.
Wave 2.
The ass end of 2. Although one year I was 2-1. I was the first one in 2, and that was
I remember
awesome.
You made like the video.
So awesome. Like, I was like Conti, all over the video.
Conti came running with her booty shorts and compression socks. It was like, fucking flying out of the gate. Wow.
So when I was running fast, That was before Iron Man took over and like wrecked me. I'm trying to build back from that.
Yeah.
Mother of God. But yeah, no, that should be super fun. Shout out to the Alzheimer's Association and super cool. Rhonda Viteri is gonna be running with Chris. Raymond Braun, shout out. Get to meet him.
So all of you are starting in the first wave.
We should be. We're starting with the what is it?
You go off, I think, like 10 minutes before the elites.
No, we go right after the elites.
Right after the elites?
Right after the elites. So that should be cool. That should be a different, like, this would be a different experience. I've never gone with them. And, and then headed to Phoenix for the fitness fest with Rolga.
Is that before or after?
That's after. All the things are happening. All the things.
Jeez.
Yeah. And then I'm back, and then I'm headed to Colorado to see my niece graduate from School of Mines, like biochemistry something. She's a genius.
Pretty smart.
Yeah.
I forgot you were going to England.
Whole bunch of things. I'm going to have to run while I'm there.
Yeah.
You know? So I'll run all over the place.
I got people. Maybe we'll tell me where you're going. We could hook that up, I'm sure.
Well, we are going to a soccer match.
That's what I remember. Yeah.
Football,
yeah.
Yeah.
Where are you going? Liverpool, right?
Liverpool. Yes. I'm just showing up, but like that's apparently... That's a big thing.
That'll be freaking wild.
So... Yeah, so the Conti family European vacation is we'll see what happens if we all come back in one piece.
Ah, that'll be fun.
And that's that.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, yeah. So all the things and then gearing up for the summer. The summer, what happened? Idea in July, CanFit Pro in Toronto in August. I don't know.
Freaking doing it, Conti.
ICAA. Did I tell you? I think I told you that. First time ever, ICAA. Colin Milner with Julie. Thank you. 3 years. I'm in. Thank you.
Colin is a cool freaking guy.
I'll be headed to Raleigh in November for that with shout out my girl Honora also, who Tony Berlant, our friend, introduced me to. And the two of us actually got our session together.
Together?
Yeah.
Oh,
so we're
going to
be
together.
Presenting cool. together. Yeah. She's amazing as well. So yeah. So that's just a part of the travel schedule happening in the midst of going to the DR for the
like
other Reinventing
like
the Women annual retreat. And then, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It sounds like an 11-year-old sports schedule.
Giddy up. Giddy up. Giddy up. And then, you know, like the other things you do, like in the meantime of work, in between all that. Right?
Like everything else from 9 to 5 and
all the other
beyond.
9 to...
Yeah,
it's 9 to 5.
I know. I said that. As soon as I said that,
working
I was like...
Working 7 to 8. Got time to make a living.
I've been waking up. Normally, I'm an early morning runner, right? Like 5:30,
oh,
I wake up. And I've been running miles right now that I don't fucking have it in me. Besides my schedule, the wacky family schedule, like everything, I was going to bed too late, you know, and I couldn't wake up and do that. So I would wake up like an hour later, 6 or so, and work. Right? And I'd work and I'd get things done and I'd respond to emails and I'd do like if I had one annoying task, I could do it. No one really is up yet.
I can't even get up and do work.
But it's okay. I have the coffee. I do that. Yeah. And then I might still get my youngest off to the bus every morning. So the other two, they're doing their thing. They're milling around, eating breakfast, mm-hmm. getting showered and all that stuff. And I don't even pay attention. I say goodbye to them before they leave. They do everything themselves. But the little guy, I still get on the bus all the time. He's 10. And it's like the best because at 8, like mm-hmm. after 8, after like 7:45, no one else is in the house, just the two of us.
Yes.
Every morning. And
which is nice.
Freaking beautiful. And he loves it because no one's bothering him. They pick on him a little bit. And, you know, so I do that. I come back and do a little more work. I've been going out for my run at like 10 o'clock.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah.
So nice.
And I have it blocked out. And then I come back and I kind of get everything
done. I go
done.
Earlier than that. But like...
See, he gets on the bus at 8:40. So, like, I come back, I kind of finish anything up I had dangling. I, you know, like mm-hmm. 9 o'clock, 9:30, 10 o'clock. I'm out the door. I go and I run.
Then
I come back
for the run.
I shower. I finish up anything else I have to do, and then I go to track at 2:45.
So nice.
Coach track till 5:30.
Nice.
You know, and then usually coach a little more after that, and then sometimes come home and collapse, and or race around and get kids from wherever they are. It's a wild ride, but. I used to work for a living,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yep.
I used to go to work.
Yeah. the other day I hung out at George Mason University for the day.
Totally,
you
with
know?
Robots.
I'm like, with
yeah,
robots.
That gets out of your way.
Got to like, you know, yeah, that's what people are like, you know, what, you're so busy, what are you doing? I'm like, no, it's really like, here's what I did today. And it makes people crazy to think about. And I'm like, no, it's really enjoyable. It's actually kind of fun. Actually kind of fun. Even the annoying stuff is not that bad.
Yeah.
You know? Whatever.
Yeah.
All good.
All good.
All good.
It's like all really good.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right? It's not
yep.
just all good. It's all really freaking good.
Mm-hmm.
And we love catching up like this. I love catching up with you like this. Let's book another one for ourselves, right? You put it in your calendar after the Boston Marathon.
We're so booked. It's
I know.
So funny.
She sends me bookings and I get the,
all the time. You're like, don't even look at them. No, it's like, I don't
know. Well, I do. I just know that they're generally Fridays and we have one coming up from now until like September. I think we're booked like July. Definitely saw July.
Yeah. I didn't book August yet, though, I don't think.
All right.
Yeah. What month is it? March still?
We're still in March.
April, May, June, July. Yeah, awesome. We're like 5 months.
Yeah.
We're booking. But it's honestly, I can't keep up with the amount of people that want to be on our show. How about that? How about them apples?
And, you know, if we were doing this
super fun
3-4 times a week, it would be a little short at least. But it's like supply and demand.
Well, also,
it's America, Jack.
Also, like Whole Foods or whoever wants to like sponsor us, that's totally fine too. Because then we will podcast more. How about
one of
them?
One of my a colleague of mine, he actually coaches with me now, has an awesome podcast, track and field podcast called Talking in Ovals. Instead of talking in circles, it's talking. Oh, yeah.
And I get it.
Yeah, you get it. And they're awesome. There's two dudes, and they're really super knowledgeable track and field guys, and have great guests, Olympians, like, and they have a little like Olympic development type of series right now. The deal with being a professional runner is there's no money in it, right? Unless you're the top of the top of the top. So, like, they're talking to like Olympic level, you know, potential Olympian like javelin throwers.
Mm-hmm.
No money. Like, these dudes are living in like tents.
It's
and
crazy.
So what they said is, we can have sponsorship. We've been offered sponsorship. It's a popular podcast. They get a lot of downloads.
Yeah.
He says, but we will only allow you to sponsor our podcast if you also sponsor one of the athletes that have been on our show.
Ooh, I like that.
Right? So, like, you know, a company like some of the companies that you work for, you know, would be a sponsor of theirs, but they'd also have to sponsor the athlete, because the athletes are like, literally, they're going poor chasing dreams.
Yeah.
And, you know, not everybody's got, you know, and even in like college now with NILs and, or, you know, and all those things, whatever they are, LINs, NILs, INLs. Images and
name like
I know it is. I was kidding. Alphabet soup. But you know, there's some money even like potentially to stay there. But once you're done, like, what do you do? And you know, you still got some talent. You know, you don't want to give up on it, because you know, chasing dreams. So it's a good concept, and I hope that they get somebody some help with it.
That's cool. Very cool. All right,
let's wrap it up.
Yeah. Well, let's get after it. It's a big weekend of college basketball ahead of us.
Yeah.
So yeah, we need to go do that. So it is Christine Conti,
and I'm Brian Prendergast,
and we are Two Fit Crazies,
and the microphone.
We are Where It's At.
Peace.
It is Christine Conti, and you are listening to best-selling author of Split Second Courage. What if your fears were the key to your dreams? That's right, everyone. Available on Amazon right now as an ebook or paperback. Grab your copy today and unleash your inner superhero. What is holding you back from living the life you truly deserve?